right, everybody, welcome back to the show. This is called the Business to Business Radio Show. My name is Rex Perry, and if you just got in your car and were hitting buttons trying to find something to listen to as you go from point A to point B, this is the show that networks lots of different business people. We do talk politics. We talk inventions, new franchises. We've done a whole series of interviews about alternative energy, green energy, things that we need to do. And our next segment is along those lines. We have a guest, Craig. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am, Rex. Thanks very much.
Craig, give us your last name. Introduce yourself a little bit to the audience.
Sure. I'm Craig Shields, S-H-I-E-L-D-S, and I'm happy to be on the show. I'm the editor of a website called 2 Green Energy, the number 2GreenEnergy.com. I'm the author of 3 books on the subject of renewable energy, and always happy to discuss the subject.
Yeah, you've got a background. Tell us your educational background, too, because you actually do some sort of vetting of alternative energies. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was a physics major as an undergraduate, and that set me up for a career in business consulting to the technology companies, which is in turn, as you suggested, enabled me to look at literally thousands of different ideas, business concepts, business plans in renewable energy and sustainability more generally, from which I've selected a few dozen that I really like. Mm-hmm. So it keeps me busy.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's start with the I think the biggest one of all is the photovoltaic. And please educate the audience as to photovoltaic, oftentimes referred to as PV. Tell us how that works. And I know that's really hard because you're basically walk us through what photovoltaic is. Educate us.
Happy to. Actually, Albert Einstein in 1924 won the Nobel Prize in physics for his understanding of what's called the photoelectric effect, which actually had been noticed a few decades earlier, but it was Einstein who really refined the understanding of exactly what happens. And it's essentially the particle nature of light. So as we remember from our science class in high school, light behaves kind of like a wave and kind of like a particle. And as it behaves like a particle, when it is incident upon, when it hits a certain kind of material, semiconductors, it causes an electron to get knocked out of that fabric. And that electron then moves through a circuit, and that, of course, is electricity. So, in other words, the incident when sun is beating on certain types of substances, it causes electricity to flow. That's really all we need to know about it. It's a little bit more complicated, but that's the essence of it.
Excellent. Now, tell us how photovoltaic cells and the sheets and the panels are actually made. Give us a little education on how that's put together.
Well, there's a whole bunch of different things. It's always evolving. They're monocrystalline and polycrystalline and different types of substrates. There's all kinds of stuff that is happening, cadmium telluride. There are different types of, where the world keeps getting better. The real essence of this thing, I think, from the listener's point of view, is that we want efficiency. So, in other words, there's only so much solar energy in the middle of the day, on a sunny day, that's incident on a given square meter of substrate, of whatever that happens to be. There's only so much of it. And you're not going to get any more of it, that's for sure. The problem is you're not going to get anywhere near all of it. Really good, expensive PV, the really good, highest grade stuff we have, even in the laboratory, is only 30 or 40% efficient. Most of what we buy at Home Depot is 20-couple percent efficient. So in other words, 80% of the incident energy on that solar panel is being either reflected back or goes right through it or et cetera, but it's not converting into electricity. So the developments that we're making in photovoltaics are really around efficiency and they're around cost. In this industry, as I'm sure you're aware, cost is everything. So in other words, when we are able to drive the cost of electricity down below what we're currently paying for it generated by these dirty means, so fossil fuels, we're trying to get away from fossil fuels because they're killing our planet, but we can't really do that as long as this stuff is expensive. So the real goal is better efficiency and lower cost.
And we're making progress in that area, correct? Tell us some of the progress that we're making.
Well, we're making magnificent progress, and PV, by the way, is only one of many, many different flavors of renewable energy. The real, the lowest cost form of renewable energy is wind, and wind right now is almost the precise same cost per kilowatt hour as coal, as the dirtiest form of energy generation. So we're getting there. The problem, obviously, with wind is that it's a variable resource. It blows, the wind blows hardest when we need it the least, and therefore we can't go to 100% wind because we'd have blackouts. So there are enormous complications, and this is what makes my life so interesting, is because this is changing all the time. There are enormous complexities associated with how do you take all this stuff that you want, the wind, the PV, the biomass, the geothermal, the hydrokinetics. How do you take all this clean stuff and integrate it smoothly into a grid that's predominantly coal and gas and nuclear? It's a very, very interesting challenge, and I we are getting there. The interesting part about this thing is that, you know, the United States is making some progress. The rest of the world, Europe in particular, is making magnificent progress in going in this direction. So it's really, it's changing all the time, and it's a very interesting challenge.
Hey, Craig, we got to do a break here real quick. Let's get your website, phone number, contact information, because you've got some books written on this. How can people get a hold of you?
Well, I think going to the website is the predominant way to do this. So it's 2GreenEnergy, the number 2GreenEnergy.com, and you, if you just hit contact, you'll be in direct communication with me.
Fantastic. Craig, hang on just one second. We got to do a commercial break. We're going to come back, get more information on the advances that we're doing in clean energy, alternative energy. Yeah, Craig is a great source. Everybody stay tuned. Our website, by the way, is 123bz.com. 123b as in business, z as in zebra.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.